AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Bobby Christina Brown has died, surrounded by her family. The 22-year-old was the daughter of the late Whitney Houston. From Duluth, Georgia, the AP's Johnny Clark reports on similarities between the events that led to the deaths of both Bobby Christina and her mother.
This happened in February of this year, and it happened literally about 10 days when she was found face down in a bathtub at her home. This happened about 10 days before the three-year anniversary of her mother, Whitney Houston, being found in a Las Vegas hotel room in the exact same way.
Bobby Christina never recovered, first being cared for in an Atlanta hospital, then a hospice where she died Sunday. Fresh from a visit to his father's native Kenya, President Obama is beginning a two-day visit to Ethiopia. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the stop is controversial.
Human rights groups call Ethiopia as one of the most repressive governments anywhere. Dissidents and journalists languish in jail, and the ruling People's Democratic Front's been in power for a quarter century. True, there were elections in May, but amid charges of vote rigging and intimidation, the ruling party claimed a sweep of all 547 parliamentary districts.
Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee is likening the agreement on an Iran nuclear deal to marching the Israelis to the door of the oven, a reference to the Holocaust. DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz calls Huckabee's tweet grossly irresponsible. The Coast Guard says a boat belonging to two missing 14-year-old fishermen has been found off Florida's Atlantic coast, off Ponce de Leon Inlet in Volusia County. Petty Officer Steve Lehman says this helps narrow the search area.
Well, now we know have a much better idea where to put our personnel, where to put our assets, boats, helicopters, airplanes.
This is AP Radio News. The Senate rejects another effort to repeal the health care law.
Supporters of repeal sought to attach it to the must-pass highway bill, but the effort fell far short of the 60 votes that were needed.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 43.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued repeal was vital.
To allow our country to start over fresh with a real health reform proposal.
Democratic leader Harry Reid countered the law is a success.
By all accounts, it's really working and working well.
It was the Senate's first attempt to repeal the law since Republicans took control. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The leader of the U.S. Olympic Committee is supposed to hear from the governor of Massachusetts today. What he tells them could very well dictate the future of Boston's bid for the 2024 Olympics. The USOC wants to know whether Governor Charlie Baker supports the bid. He's been noncommittal so far. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.